Like in the last 2 months, I said about the meat, milk of the gospel and the meat of the gospel. The milk of the gospel being when you believe Christ died for your sins, you got your sins forgiven. By your faith, you're baptized into Christ. And when you believe Christ died for your sins, you're baptized into Christ by the Holy Spirit. Your spirit got made in you with Christ's spirit. Christ got your sin, you got Christ's righteousness. And you died with Christ, got raised with Christ. And when you died with Christ, God declared on your account, declared you righteous. Then you were raised with Christ and born again. And because your spirit died with Christ, but your flesh didn't, then your spirit died to your flesh. And the effect was you were spiritually circumcised, which means effectively from your spirit's point of view, your spirit put off your sinful flesh, which means God does not credit any sin of your sinful flesh. It is not credited to your account, which means your righteousness is sealed. I spent a lot of time explaining that the thing that I want to speak about today is what the point of the church is, but expanding on what Paul says to Ephesians, that Ephesians 4, that the purpose of the church in the earth is to glorify God. That's the purpose of the church in the earth, to glorify God. In the Old Testament, God has said that God has purposely exalted his word above his name. So, when many people think about glorifying God, it's the first thing that comes to mind is to praise God, to sing to God or praise God. And that's how you glorify God. Now, that's how you glorify God regarding his name. Because if you say to God, if you declare the Lord God is good, the Lord God is great, then you're talking about his name, because his name sums up him. So when you say the Lord's God's good, God is good, God is great, God provides, you're glorifying the name of God. Now, it's a reasonable thing to do, but the word of God says that God has exalted his word above his name. So God has done something where he's purposely given his word a position that before he did it, it didn't have that higher position. So the highest thing was God's name, but God has purposely exalted his word above his name. So he's put his word above his name. So for you to glorify God, the primary way you glorify God, like through his word, just what God's done. And the Bible is the written word of God, but the living word of God is Jesus Christ. And it makes sense in that thing about God has exalted his word above his name. That applied to Jesus Christ. John said is the word of God. That means that God has exalted Christ above his name, which makes sense because Christ, when he ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of God. But then it says that God put all things under his son's feet. So he made Jesus Christ Lord of all angels and demons, powers and principalities. So God has purposely made Jesus Christ Lord of all. So that makes sense in that thing about God has exalted his word above his name. But if the purpose of the church in the earth is to glorify God, if God has exalted his word above his name, then the primary way you glorify God is through his word. It's lower down the list. If you praise God, say he's great, you still praise God, you still glorify God. But it's not the primary way you do it. It's like a secondary way you do it. So, you know, many established church say that the primary way you worship God is just through worship. In, you know, but it's not. It's through the Word of God. Paul says in Romans 5.
Paul said in Romans 5, he said, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we all also have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. God commended his love towards us, and whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and much more than being now justified by his blood, we should be saved from wrath through him. For if only we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life."
When you stand upon the righteousness of God, then you glorify God. According to Paul, like, the primary way you glorify God is you stand upon the righteousness of God, which means that you believe God what he said about you. So in Romans, Paul said that when you believe Christ died for your sins, you were obedient to the gospel. So you're just walking along and you heard the gospel, and God's requirement of you on that time when you heard the gospel was just to believe it. At that time, you could be most obedient to God, not by doing any work or anything to please God. At that time, when you heard the gospel, the most obedient thing you could do was obey the gospel. And to obey the gospel, you just had to believe it. So the maximum way that you could be obedient to God at the point at which you believe Christ died for your sins was just simply like to be obedient to the gospel, which was to believe it. Paul then said to the Galatians, who would become Christians, he says, "Who stopped you from obeying the truth?" So Paul used the word obedience again, but it wasn't obedience to God in trying to do lots of good stuff. Paul said, "You're obedient to God if you carry on in the way you started. If you're obedient to the truth is you're righteous without doing anything." So the maximum way that you can be obedient to God and therefore glorify God is to take him at his word that you're righteous by faith, and not try to seek to establish your own righteousness after that. So when you walk around as a Christian, the primary way that you can be obedient to God is to stand upon the truth that he's already told you that you're righteous by faith, and thereby you glorify God, because you basically, you believe what he says. Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll obey my commands." You know, the maximum way you can be obedient to God is by obeying the word of God, which is you're righteous, you don't need to establish your own righteousness. The maximum way you glorify God before the host of heaven, before the angels and demons, is to stand upon the righteousness of God. So if you want to glorify God maximum, if you want to be the most obedient to God, the primary way to do that is just to stand upon what Christ did for you on the cross, for your own righteousness. That is the primary way, that is the way you can maximum be obedient to God. So when you walk around, the maximum way you can be obedient to God at any time is just to stand upon the righteousness of God. It's not to do anything else. There's a lot of competing ideas for what you're meant to do to be the maximum obedient to God, which basically false ideas from the established church, that when Paul encourages people to live a wise way, Paul says, gives a lot of teaching about what ways a wise, beneficial way for you to walk in. You see, you must do those things in order to be obedient to God. And it's like, what Paul said, those encouragements, they're not a new law. If you put yourself under that law, you don't do the first thing. So the maximum way you can be obedient to God is to stand, is to trust God that you are righteous simply by what Christ did. That is the maximum way. You can't do that and hedge your bets and try to do other stuff, because if you try to do the other stuff to please God, you won't do the first one. So if you stand upon the righteousness of God and you just say, "I don't need to do anything to please God, I'm already righteous, he's maximum pleased with me just by me trusting that I'm already righteous." If you do that, then you please God maximum. If you then try to add to that, to hedge your bets, just in case that's not true, do other stuff, because then God, you'll be able to please God by all the stuff that you're meant to do. If you go that other way, you leave the first spot. You can't add to God's, that's the maximum way you can be obedient to God, is to trust that Christ, your righteousness, and God's maximum pleased with you
through that. If you leave that place and go off to do other stuff to try to increase it, then you leave that spot and you're not that thing. You're not that maximum. You're not manifesting in the earth as that maximum obedience. So you either glorify God maximum and don't try to improve on that, or you leave that and try to improve on it. But I'm saying if you try to improve on it, you don't improve on it because you don't even have the original thing. You leave the original spot. You either maximum glorify God for free, or you leave, or you don't maximum glorify God and you go off and do stuff in the name of trying to make it better. You don't make it better, you just don't do the first thing. So that's the first way you can glorify God, is just stand upon the righteousness of God. That is standing upon the word of God regarding your righteousness, and that is you glorifying God through his word, but you glorify God with your whole body. It's like, it's nothing, this is not to do with your mouth, this is where you stand. This is a maximum way you can glorify God is with your whole body, which is basically where your feet stand. So God wanted to speak to Moses, and he appeared in a bush that burnt, in a burning bush, but the fire didn't burn the tree. And he wanted to speak to Moses, and they did speak. But the first thing that happened was Moses walked up, and God said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! You take your shoes off, Moses. Like, the place that you're standing is holy ground. Like, the first thing that God said, all that Moses had to do was be obedient to this one principle, this is God's. All this is God's space. All this is God's land, and you either acknowledge that or you don't." So Moses took his shoes off, and it's like, right, that's the start. That's the start thing, Moses. Well done, you did that thing. You've glorified me maximum because you just obeyed this simple thing. And then they had a conversation. And it's exactly the same with this. Where you put your feet, where you plant your feet, is the attitude. You're either righteous or you're not. You either don't need to do anything to please God, and he's all maximum pleased with you, or you do. You revere God by saying, whoa, all this place is holy ground. God's the one that decides what the rules of the game are. If the rules of the game, take your shoes off. Which is like, he was wearing like man-made, they were like animal stuff. God decided, hey, your feet are more, I don't want animal leather getting in between your feet and my holy ground. It's like, I don't need your man-made stuff. Take them off. So you either trust God that you don't need sort of like foot protection, you don't need to make your feet nicer or whatever, you're welcome straight on because of your faith, or you don't. That's the primary way to please God, and that's with your whole body, and it's where your feet touch. Your second way of glorifying God through his word is like your ministry. Each one of you has your own part, with prophet, evangelist, teacher, and all the ministries are to do with the word of God. So teachers, like evangelists, teach the milk of the gospel, how you can get your sins forgiven. Teachers teach how you get your sins forgiven, and then also what the meat of the gospel is, that you stay righteous. Pastors apply the word of God, like to people's lives. Prophets get told the word of God for people that they meet. All of that stuff is God. Is the Holy Spirit testifying either the written word to you, or in prophet's case, you've got to tell a particular thing about a person, and then the Holy Spirit will go, yeah, that's true. And then you go in with that word and declaring that word with your mouth, then you stand upon the word of God, like with your mouth, and you glorify God that way. And then the third one is Jesus said you're salt. So that second one is to do with your ministry, and it's only to do with when you speak the word. But Jesus said you are salt, and salt used to be used to stop meat going off, and you are always salt. Like, the Holy Spirit is in you always, and he moves in you always, and basically God can use you to stop somebody's life from going off. So you can say, you can meet somebody who doesn't think they're worth very much, and then you can say to them, you can, you, You can be your part and say, I think you have worth, that worth comes from God, which is the second one. But the third one, you don't even have to say a word. You just have, you can just choose to, you can just choose to be, spend time with him, and they go, well, nobody else, you're treating me differently than everybody else. And you're always salt. And God can use you to stop people's lives going off. Like the natural direction of people's lives that aren't Christians without the Holy Spirit is that and get involved in different types of sin, and their lives sort of, without the sovereignty of God in their life, the lives just degrade. They just go off. But you can, God can make you come alongside a person, and you say, you don't need to drink, you don't need to take drugs, you don't need to do that stuff, and you can, God can use you to stop their lives going off. And basically, the only thing you have to do in that, in those circumstances, is just know that you are salt. Know that it's okay for you just to be who you are. Like, you don't, Jesus didn't say you should try to be salt. He said you are salt. You are just different. You have the Holy Spirit in you. You're born again. You are different than other people that aren't Christians, and you have the Holy Spirit wanting to do his stuff in you. All you have to realize is that you are salt, and you don't need to fit in and conform with the world around you. It is okay for you to be you. Okay, so I don't normally like to do lists, but these are coming out in importance. The primary way you glorify God is through his word. The primary way that you glorify God through his word is with your whole body. That makes sense. Secondary way is with your mouth, your ministry, and then the third way is just your salt all the time. So God can work in you by his Holy Spirit to glorify God in all those ways. If you do glorify God in those ways, God's the one that started it off. God give you a particular amount of grace to glorify him. But according to the word of God, like, when you glorify God, then when you stand upon the righteousness of God, when you manifest as your part, when you manifest as salt, it's all God that does that. But it's God working in you. And according to the word of God, when you die, you get a crown. You get a crown related to what you've done, what God's done in you in your life. All those things go towards that crown. Paul said, if anybody believes Christ died for the sins, they will just get in straight into heaven. But he said some people can spend their lives building with wood, hay, and straw, which is just doing their own thing, trying to please God, and Paul says at the end of the day, the fire will test the work. So they can build these massive wooden cities. Doesn't matter how big they build things, if it's made of wood, hay, or straw, if it's made of natural things, if it's them that's doing it, the fire will test it, and there'll be absolutely nothing left. They'll get into heaven, but without having done anything that God's used them for. The alternative is God builds through them their part in the church, and when they come to the end of their life, they get a crown, which is what the crown means is that God has used their life. God has used them to build his kingdom, and that's remembered. So the stuff that they've been involved with in their life, that's remembered after they die. There's like a record of it. But it's not them that's doing stuff to please God, it's God that's doing stuff in them. So the fourth way you can worship God is just, the fourth way you glorify God is just worship. But I wanted to say this because it's not the people that do the fanciest worship that glorify God the most. It's not the people that try to do the most stuff that glorify God the most. It's like, you've got to do it according to the rules. You can't make your own rules up. You can't say God gets maximum glory of this just because. You can't do it. It's, the rules are set. You glorify God maximum if you stand upon the righteousness of God. That's just it. And if you go off to try to please God, you just don't do that. So just wanted to set it straight, so that you know, if you compare yourself to other Christians, well, not if you compare yourself to other Christians, the Satan compares other Christians to you and says you're somehow, you're inadequate because you stand a lot on grace and you don't seek to please God in all these ways. He can try to make you look like God's less pleased with you because you don't do as much stuff. And I want to say this, I set it straight. It's like you don't need to feel like condemned, because not just the fact that there's no condemnation for those in Christ, you don't need to feel condemned because that thing's just wrong. You glorify God the most when you just stand up on the righteousness of God. You just listen to God, when you just listen to what God actually says. You know, a son glorifies their father. Not if they just go up to the father and go blah 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 blah, just speak at the father without listening to anything the father says. The son honors the father when he listens to what the father says and he does what the father says. That's it. That's how the son honors the father. It's quite simple. The father speaks and the son listens to what his father says and trusts what his father says and believes what his father says was true and acts on that. And what God, your father, said to you is you glorify him when you just stand, when you just trust in the righteousness of God. And after that, God will work in you according to the grace given to you. And that is what God wants you to do in regarding how you're able to please him by the grace given to you, is if you stand upon the righteousness of God, you glorify God the maximum, and then and overall, God will work in you, you're too willing to work according to his good purpose to glorify him. And that's contrary to false established church doctrine that I've mentioned, and that's it.